I'm delighted to have my final guest of the morning with me in the studio, looking absolutely fantastic in green today. Is it your favourite colour?
Yeah, one of green and purple.
Green, oh, purple.
Not together, but yeah.
No, not two colours that really go together, are they? No.
Maybe in the turquoise and purple.
Maybe, ones,
but
maybe.
Yeah, not.
Anyway, we have the event manager of Evil Genius and their new space, The Lair, talking about their first ever public gig tomorrow. I have Shannon in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Give me some insight into the life of an event manager.
Lots of juggling.
Stress?
Yeah, yep. Stressful. Cool. Trying to manage lots of people, make sure you've organized enough, but then able to have some kind of problem-solving skills.
Yeah.
Because things get chucked in last minute. And
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine there's lots of facets to things.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, you are the manager at Evil Genius, beloved Evil Genius, but more so than that, there's a new space.
Yeah, so
a Lair.
The Lair, yes, welcome to The Lair.
I love it, love that name.
Yeah, so Evil Genius was initially a bar and Lair, and it started, The Lair was a co-working space, and that was like that for the last 7 years.
Does kind of exist.
The name changed to Genius Co-working, I should say. Actually, the two companies, the partners split, and it became two separate entities.
Right.
And then Genius Co-working in January, they decided to move to a new space.
Oh, okay.
They upped the game. They moved very close. So we have an office in there. It's a beautiful new space, like overlooking the estuary. It's got the views.
Oh, lovely.
If you need somewhere to go and do a little bit of admin and need a desk,
nice.
I would highly recommend.
There are
awesome crew in there. But then we were left with this epic space next door to our bar and restaurant. And for those that know me, I'm used to manage Winnebagos, then Hyde. So being around Christchurch, and I was like, I know we need some venues, want to do some cool things in there. And yeah, spoke to the owners and we decided together to bring back The Lair and make it into a venue, effectively.
The Lair, hell yeah! it sounds like it's you want to make it quite a flexible, adaptable space, which must mean, you know, it's pretty big.
Yeah, I think it's like 164 square meters.
Wow.
If I'm correct. It's quite a big space. So we can section it into smaller. We've got curtains got installed. But it's also got a really big courtyard at the back too.
Ooh, I love the courtyard.
Yeah, so right on the estuary. Main spot for a sunny day. We're doing a lot of Sunday sessions and things as well.
Cool. So if people want to like hire out that space, they could.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, right. We're not just trying to be a gig venue, but we are doing gigs
and
as
all
well.
Sorts of venue.
But all sorts of things. Weddings. We've had a lot of weddings.
Oh, lovely.
I know, it's so cute. A lot of people want more alternative space.
Yeah,
to do stuff.
Absolutely. Music to my ears makes me so happy.
We've got some markets coming up as well. We've got it's called High Tide Market. Teeth like screwdrivers, Nat. I don't know if you've seen the pencil paste ups. That's his jam.
No, I've heard the name.
Yeah. He's kind of orchestrating that one. That's the 1st of December, 2nd.
Oh, great.
Yeah, very soon.
Oh, great.
Lots of cool things for 2025 as well in the pipeline.
Oh, I love. And the first kind of public thing is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. So the Feeling Blue Boys.
Are you feeling blue about it?
Feeling real good. The weather, I was just looking out the window and I'm like, the weather's making me feel a little bit
blue. It's not great, is it?
Very excited. I know the boys are really excited. So this is the first it's our first public event that has been run by like an outside promoter.
Yeah, wow.
And it's also the boys' first Feeling Blue event since they used to do them at the Wonder Bar, which they started in 2017.
Oh, yay.
And they were like a precursor to the Hescam parties, if you all remember those.
Oh, I know some people do, and yes, some people don't.
Some people might. Slightly more refined, if you do know the Hescam parties. Mm. They were very loved in the alternative community.
That they are. What's in store for Feeling Blue?
So there is Caramel Smooth Heaven.
Oh, love.
Live set. Ultraviolet.
Cool.
And Azure and Scheme. So they are the label bosses.
Yeah, Cam, yeah.
Cam and Liam. And then the main man is Schley.
Oh, yes. The beloved Schley. Whose name's just been everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. He's been doing some real cool. I mean, all of those names, actually. They're some of my
amazing people, yeah.
Producers in Ototahi. It's Schley's EP release. Called Backrooms, I believe.
Oh.
So celebrating all local producers, homegrown talent.
Oh, perfect for awesome. A first gig. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, if people want to are there still tickets available for Feeling Blue?
Yeah. Definitely hop on that. I believe it's through Eventbrite, but there's links through all the social media platforms. The event on Facebook. You can find them.
And if people want to, get a feel for the Lair and, like, if they are curious about doing things with it, how do they kind of get the ball rolling on that?
So you can email me with interest, events@evilgenius.com. It's pretty easy.
Lovely, yeah, yeah.
.co.nz. Hey,
yeah, yep. Mine's breakfast@rdu. Yep. Like, it's we love a simple email address. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Okay.
It's been an absolute delight to have you here. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Oh, yes, very busy.
All
lots
right.
of things.
Okay.
Pretty excited, though, to get stuck in.
Yay. I'm so excited. Oh, I might have to go check out this space. Wait, I just remembered it's a long weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long weekend also. Like, so, yeah. Tomorrow, come early.
You haven't even gone to work prior to Feeling Blue, so you can totally go.
Yeah. And we also have Willie Styles playing in the restaurant from like 5 to 8. So, a little bit like if people wanted to come early for some nice kai and cocktails kind of thing.
Oh.
It's a day off. So
sounds bloody lovely, actually. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.